各位早晨，
早晨。
我好啊，感謝主友啊 Raymond 同我翻譯，佢話好忙嘅，懶啲啦。咁啊，廣東話咧就啊辛苦啲，咁啊我用英語啦今日。I am preaching through a series called Greater Than Your Giants。
牧師喺呢個時候係講一個講到嘅系列，係講關於係點樣去勝過呢一啲嘅生命上嘅巨人。
Just sensing that the Lord wants us to examine the things that are seemingly impossible in our lives.
好多時候神會喺我哋嘅生命嘅當中，要我哋去省察好多啲冇可能嘅事情。
Things that just really limit us, or sometimes even really destroy us.
能夠係呢啲嘅事情，能夠去限制我哋，可以去毀滅我哋嘅。
Today I want to speak on lies and strongholds.
我哋今日讲到嘅系方言同埋我哋生命上一啲坚固嘅营垒。
Some of you will remember history in China or maybe history in Europe or history in America.
我哋去睇到一啲喺中国或者喺欧洲或者系美洲嘅历史上。
When a country wants to conquer another country, they usually go and take their capital cities.
很多时候当一个国家要去攻打另外一个国家的时候，他们会去攻打他们的首都。
For instance, when the Romans was going to destroy Israel,
当这个罗马帝国要 去毁灭这个以色列的时候，
they sent their armies and surrounded the city of Jerusalem.
他们派他的军队去围绕耶路撒冷城。
And in fact, when eventually they went into the city,Almost 1 million people, or possibly more, were killed.
当这个军队去攻入这个城的时候，大概有100万的人是去丧失他们的
生命。But now, why did they have to go into the city? They could have taken over the whole country of Israel, just leave the city alone.
为什么他们要攻打这个城市而去不攻打这个国家其他的地方呢？
Now, the same thing happened when Babylon was conquered by the Persian Empire.
当这个波斯帝国 去攻打这个巴比伦帝国的时候，
In fact, we're told that they circled the city and lay siege to it for a long, long time, but they couldn't get in.
他们包围了这个城市去占据，但是攻不入去。
Finally, they discover a waterway, an aquifer, that they snuck in, and that's how they conquered the city of Babylon.
当他们最后去发现了是有一个水道的时候，他们就有成功地这样攻入去了。
The whole country of Babylon, which is the equivalent of Iraq today, why bother with one little city?
这个巴比伦帝国好像现在的伊拉克那么大，究竟为什么要只是攻它的首都呢？
Well, going back to World War II, in the European fight, the Germans were determined to defeat the Russians.
我们讲到二次大战的时候，他们是很多的军队去怎样攻打俄罗斯或者是德国的地方。
And in fact, many historians will say this is how and why the Germans lost, because they lay siege to the city, what is called Stalingrad, today is called Rostov.
很多的歷史學家都去想，究竟為什麼德軍那時候不能夠攻打俄羅斯，是因為他們沒有辦法去攻打某幾個大的城市。
And tens of thousands of people died. It was a horrific battle. But why did they bother? They could have captured all those other areas of the Soviet Union.
數百萬的人是他喪生，究竟為什麼軍隊只是攻打這些地方
呢？ You see, these cities are called strongholds.
這些城市是他們一些營壘。
And strongholds are there because they're powerful and mighty.
因为这些营垒是很坚固、很有力量的。
But more than just being powerful and mighty, they also have a lot of influence and a lot of impact on the surrounding areas.
不单止他们是很坚固，他们的影响力都是非常之大的。
You cannot capture a nation without tearing these down.
你不可能去捉到这些国家而去不攻打这些城市。
There are strongholds in our lives too.
我们的生命当中都有这些这样的营垒。
What I call the powerful strongholds in our lives.
一啲好坚固嘅营垒喺我哋嘅生命嘅入面。
In the New Testament, this is the only place where this word stronghold has been used.
喺新约里面咧，呢个嘅营垒呢个字系唯一用喺呢个嘅地方上。
And I think it's really important for us to discover what they are.
我哋都系好紧要嘅，大家去发掘呢个嘅情况。
All of us have strongholds.
每个人嘅生命里面都有呢个嘅营垒。
At least one, some more than one.
或者有一个，或者有更加多。
And these are strongholds of the enemy. These are strongholds of the world.
这个是这些是生命上面，是这个世界上面的营垒。
And if we don't tear these down, they will ruin our lives.
如果我们不去拆毁的话，就会影响我们的生命。
Now we may be Christians, and have eternal life.
我哋可能系信耶稣嘅人有永恒嘅生命。
But unless we tackle this，
如果我哋唔去处理佢嘅话
，we would be very limited。
我哋系受到好大嘅限制。
I put a list of 12 strongholds that I want you to look at. I believe that perhaps these are the ones that you might be dealing with。
牧师系写咗大概有十二点呢啲嘅呢啲嘅坚固嘅城垒。
The first stronghold, and it's interesting, I call it, I deserve poor treatment.
第一点就是说人家应该是对我不好的。
You can use it, the English word is called victimization.
又或者我们是受一个的 是受弱的情况。
You say, well, that's not a stronghold, is it?
这个不是一个营垒。
Oh, it is. In fact, it happens with a lot of people. A lot of abuse, wives and abuse relationships are like that.
有很多的关系，很多的虐待在这个的情况里面。
You know how many times we have dealt with wives that have been physically abused who tell us, I deserved it. You know, I didn't cook good food. I did something. I shouldn't have said that. And so I deserved it.
我们见到很多的情况，譬如说太太是被丈夫在肉体上面的虐待，他们就说其实我都是可能煮饭不好，处理家庭上面不好，
so、
其实我是值得他对我不好
的。It is in their heart, you know, to think, I deserve the bad things I'm getting.
所以他的心里面就说我是值得人家对我不好的。
The second stronghold that happens a lot is the stronghold of anger.
第二点就是讲到我们的愤怒。
You know, I didn't see a whole lot of road rage in Houston until recently.
我在侯斯頓的路上不是經常見到人會發脾氣。
Maybe people are coming from New York and California, I don't know.
可能在加州紐約可能會多一點。
You know, people are like, you know, in the Chinese, 很斯文的 right? But not anymore.
但很多譬如說很多時候中國人都可能比較斯文，但其實情況
都不是一樣。A few times I see these cars chasing each other, I'm like, oh, it's so scary, they're going so fast, they're going to kill each other or kill somebody else, right?
很多時候會在路上會見到大家見到車互相的追逐。
Anger is not a problem I have.
憤怒是一個嘅問題。
But I used to have it.
呢個曾經係牧師嘅問題，但已經唔係啦。憤怒曾經喺牧師心裏面一個。
When I became a Christian, the anger didn't just go away.
但係當你成為基督徒之後，呢個嘅營裏唔係第一時間就冇
咗啦。I'll tell you what kind of anger I had. I was a very introverted person.
牧師係一個非常之內向嘅。
But I was a real competitor.
我一個好係去成日都去比賽嘅人。
And I love to compete.On the basketball court,
能够喺篮球场上面同其他人比赛，我系非常之开心
噶。You know, I don't know unless you are a real sportsman, you might not understand. If I lose a game, I can't sleep all night.
可能大家唔系一个运动员，但如果我输咗一场篮球比赛，我系成晚都瞓唔着噶。
And so when I'm on a basketball court, I can get really angry at the other team or my own teammates.
如果我喺篮球场上面，我系时时都会发嬲噶，对我嘅队友或者系对。
But it's an area that God was working in my life, but it was a stronghold in my life.
神都在我生命里面有这个的工作，但这个是我的 心里面的承诺。
And Barbara reminded me recently,
师母是 有时候都会同我这样
去回想。And even when we first got married, I was not nearly as angry anymore, but I used to do something.
师母有时候跟我去分享，就说当我们初初结婚的时候，
I don't have road rage, but in New York City, you know, it's really easy to be stuck in traffic all the time.
在纽约市呢，很多时候呢，时时都会塞车的。
And one of the things about me is I hate being late for any appointments.
很多時候牧師是不喜歡去因為約會來遲到。
So sometimes we're driving and I'm just in this traffic jam and she reminded me, she's like, oh, there you go again. I will use this phrase.
很多時候牧師在這個塞車的時候就會說一句的句子。
I'll be just driving and say, doggone it. I would say doggone it all the time, you know?
牧師就會說那個的句子。
Doggone it. I don't even know what it means. But you know what? Every time I say that, Barbara's like, okay, there he goes again. You know?
當每一次是牧師這樣講的時候，師母就會提醒他。
I actually haven't said that phrase for years.
牧師已經很多年沒有講過這個句子。
Because it's no longer a stronghold in my life. But it was a stronghold. Anger was a stronghold.
因為已經不在牧師身上，已經成為他的營壘，因為已經是牧師去處理了。
Fear is a big stronghold.
恐懼也是一個很大的營壘。
Last week I spoke about this in the English congregation, but I want to tell you, one of my friends who is a seminary and professor and also a pretty famous Christian told me one time,
上次 在上個禮拜的英文崇拜上面，牧師講到他一個在神學院的一個朋友。
He said his wife, he was actually a minister that would minister in the city, you know. So his wife one time when she was alone, somebody broke into the home and attacked her.
他一個太太，他在一個城市裡面去做一個傳道的工作，有一次是打爛他的窗戶去攻擊他的太太。
But so ever since then, every time she would hear a loud noise, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be a firecracker, it could be a door to slam, whatever it is, she'd just go into a panic attack.
所以每一次有好大嘅声音出嚟嘅时候，佢就会非常之恐惧。
It's a real hard thing to overcome. She had this stronghold in her life of fear.
她在生命当中很难去适应和去应付得到。
Another stronghold is the feeling of abandonment.
另外一点就是一个被遗弃的感觉。
I'm not sure if we can understand it. Maybe some of you can really understand it.
可能我们不是当中每一个人都能够去理解，但
当中人会去理解得到。When I was a child, my father, we were refugees in Hong Kong.
我的爸爸，当我们是年轻的时候，我们是香港来的难民。
And so he was sick for a long time. He couldn't work. But when he got better, what first thing he did was try to get a job, right?
当牧师的爸爸是慢慢的时候，他第一个时间就是想找一份好的工
作。And so he couldn't find any job in Changzhou, so he finally eventually got a job in Kowloon.
他在长洲的时候找不到一份工作，所以在九龙就找到一份了。
But you know, when you're a little boy,
当你是一个小朋友的时候，
and your father's gone,
当你爸爸是离开的时候，
you don't understand that he has to go get a job so he can feed the family, you know?
你是不会留意到他是要离开家去找一份工作去喂养他的家庭。
All you understand is my father abandoned me. He's never here.
我心里面的感觉就是我的爸爸遗弃了我。
So abandonment can feel like that, you know?
我们的被遗弃的感觉就会好像是这样。
There's a woman, her name is Stephanie Fast, F-A-S-T.
有一个女人叫做 Stephanie Fast.
And if you haven't read her story, you should.
如果你没有听过她的故事，你应该去听一听。
It's on the website, you can find it, you can buy her book on Amazon. A phenomenal story. She's a great Christian counselor right now.
佢喺呢个嘅网上面，你可以揾到佢嘅见证。
She was born during the Korean War.
佢喺呢个嘅韩战嘅时候系出生。
Her father was an American soldier.
佢嘅爸爸系一个嘅美国嘅军人。
And her mother was a Korean woman.
佢嘅妈妈系一个韩国人。
You should not know who her father is. I mean, he never stayed around.
佢唔认识佢嘅爸爸，因为佢永远都唔喺佢生命里面。
And back in those days, if you are Amerasian or you half and half, it's a shameful thing in Korea.
如果你喺个当时喺个混血儿嘅话，你系感到羞耻噶。
And so her mother eventually abandoned her at the age of 4 to 5. She didn't even know on a garbage heap, just left her there in a garbage dump.
喺佢四岁到五岁嘅时候，佢妈妈忍受唔住，就将佢遗弃咗一个垃圾桶。
And because she's half and half, she was abused on the street. She had no place to go. Nobody cared for her. In fact, so bad that they abused her so terribly.
因为佢一个混血儿，所以喺嗰阵时候佢系成日都俾人去虐待，成日俾人遗弃。
And so one time, these Korean men took her and another little girl about the same age.
在那个时候，有一些韩国人将她和另一个大概年纪相若的小朋友
and locked her in a house that they call the rat house.
能够是将她们去捆绑在一个地方叫做 rat house.
There's all kinds of rats inside, big rats.
有很多老鼠的房屋。
And everybody was afraid of that house. They locked her and chained the door. She couldn't get out.
佢能夠係將佢放喺呢個嘅房屋裏面去被捆鎖。
And over that night, her little friend was killed by these rats.
佢喺裏面被同一齊被個捆綁嘅朋友嗰晚就被人殺死咗。
She survived the rats.
佢係被老鼠殺死咗，但係佢仍
然
生活。
You know, her whole life, she just thought she's worthless. She's been abandoned and on until an American couple came and God told them to adopt this little girl.
佢嗰陣時候都係認為佢嘅生命係毫無價值，直至到係有一個美國嘅夫婦去將佢收養。
But even then, it took a long, long time for this stronghold in her life to come crumbling down.
亦都係需要佢一個好長嘅時間，先令到佢喺呢個生命上嘅營壘係去放
下。I don't know if any of you feel abandonment.
唔知道各位有冇呢個被遺棄嘅感覺
？You know, we work with orphans, and for many, many years, let me tell you something about orphans. Abandonment is the number one stronghold.
牧师好多年都喺孤儿里面有工作，第一个嘅最大嘅刑累喺呢孤儿嘅生命上面就系呢即个被遗弃嘅感觉。
Another stronghold shame。
另外一个就系感到羞愧。
Something happened in your family。
或者你喺家庭里面发生咗有啲
事情。Something happened to you。
或者你生命上面发生咗啲事情。
Just so ashamed of it, you know。
你感到非常之羞愧噶。
You know, my wife Barbara, she grew up in an alcoholic home。
是師母在这个酗酒的家庭里面去成长。
Now her father, before he became a Christian, was a drunk.
他爸爸成为这个信耶稣之前是一个成日饮酒的
人。But I want to tell you, after he became a Christian, he's a transformed man, I tell you.
他成为了基督，即是信耶稣之后，他整个生命上面都有了改变。
But Barbara would mention, you know, when she was a little girl, they'll get a phone call and her mother and her would have to drive to the bar.
牧师嘅师母喺呢个年幼嘅时候，如果系突然之间收到电话嘅时候，师母嘅妈妈同埋佢就要揸车去呢个酒吧。
You know, it's very typical. She said on a Friday night after he got paid.
当呢个星期五，当佢收到人工之后
，he'll go to the bar and he'll drink.
佢會喺呢個酒吧唔停咁飲酒。
So much that he'll just go completely faint on the floor, and they call, "Hello, Mrs. Jones, you need to come get your husband."
去到飲到不省人事嘅時候，啲酒吧就會打電話俾師母嘅媽媽，要佢去接佢。
So she's a little girl. She's helping her mother drag her father out of the bar into the car, drive home, drag him out while all the neighbors are watching.
在师母年幼的时候，他已经习惯了是要由酒吧里面拉他爸爸上车，回到家也要在这个邻居 的面前去拉他爸爸上去家。
Brutal scene happened all the time.
一个很可怕的情况成日都会发生。
Bring so much shame to your life.
在这个生命里面带来很多的羞愧。
Addiction.
你这个癖好。
You know, today in our society, we don't call them addictions, we call them diseases.
很多时候在我们现今的社会，我们不讲到这个是癖好，讲到这些是疾病。
You know, you are addicted to marijuana, drugs, cocaine, and all. Oh no, that's not addiction. That's not addiction. It's a disease you have.
当你譬如说去大麻上瘾之后，我们不会讲这个是一个癖好，会讲这个是一个疾病。
Oh, you know, you are addicted to alcohol. That's not an addiction. That's a disease. You know, you didn't have a choice. You had to drink 20 cans of beer before you came home.
当你去饮酒饮到上瘾的时候，我们讲这个是一个疾病，你不需要说自己饮到20罐嘅啤酒先話自己係上癮嘅。
And you know who can blame you? I mean, you open your laptop, minding your own business. Next thing you know, all these pictures come into your laptop. You know, you're not addicted to pornography. It's just a disease.
好多時候，當你去打開呢個嘅電腦，你會見到好多色情嘅網站。其實呢啲只係一個疾病，唔係一個癖好。
But addiction is a stronghold in our life.
但係呢個嘅癖好係一個好堅固嘅營壘。
I can stand here and.If I had time to think about all the people and families, one by one, that whose lives have been destroyed because of addiction.
很多时候牧师可以在这边可以数到究竟有几多的人或者是家庭他因为被这些癖好去被破坏。
Two middle-aged ladies a number of years back in Houston, not in this church, in Houston, came and talked to Bob and myself.
在这个的有两个中年的妇人去跟师母这样去。
At a different time.
在不同的时候
Both of them say, Pastor, can you help my husband?
师母你可不可以去帮下我的丈夫
He can't help it. He comes home from work. He goes in his room. All he does is open the computers and watch pornography.
当我的丈夫是放工回来他不会做其他事只是去反锁自己的房里面去看一些色情的网址
Just our marriage is being destroyed. I can't take this anymore.
我们的婚姻是已经完全被破坏我不能够再忍受下去了
Addictions,
癖好
greed,
我哋嘅贪心
You know, we as Chinese people, we don't deal with greed a whole lot.
当我哋作为中国人，好多时候都唔会点样处理我哋嘅贪心
We just call it hard work.
我哋系讲到我哋好努力嘅工作
We're working hard.
我哋好努力嘅工作
You know, how much work do we need to do? Well, some more.
我哋究竟要做几多嘅工作咧？我哋好似做唔完咁样
In New York City, a number of years ago.
在紐約市在幾年之前
They did a survey amongst Chinese people in Chinatown, New York City.
在這個的唐人街的中國人裡面做了一個研究
And they found that 23% or so of the fathers living in New York City Chinatown
我們說到在裡面有23%在唐人街裡面的中國籍的父親
Never saw the children.
從來沒有見過他們的子女
The mother, about 18% or 19%Never saw the children.
或者是18%到19%的母亲是未见过他们的子女。
And they live in the same house.
但他们是同一个屋檐下去居住。
Now I understand that because my father is a great guy. I love him to death, but he's a hard worker.
我哋真系好明白当中嘅缘由，因为我爸爸虽然我唔系成日见到佢，佢系非常之努力嘅工作。
4 in the morning, he left the house.
每日朝头早4点佢就离开。
He went to what is a very famous called Fulton Fish Market.
他去到一個地方就是賣魚的地方叫做豐富
There he bought the freshest fish that came in that day.
他去那天買最新鮮的魚
See, because he makes fish with 打魚蛋 right? So he has to get the best fish.
因為牧師的父親是打魚蛋的所以他要買
Every day he would go there at 4 in the morning.
每天早上4點
鐘 And he had himself a cart in which he put all the fish in and he pulled it and took it to his store.
他有一个大箱里面装满晒所有嘅鱼，就翻去佢嘅店铺。
Let me tell you, before 9 or 10 o'clock, he's already filleted all the fish, getting ready, and he's got the 鱼蛋、鱼饼 everything going on.
喺每日朝头早8点或者9点之前，佢已经将所有嘅鱼起晒肉去打晒鱼蛋。
And he worked all day long delivering to places and et cetera, et cetera. He was the fish ball king in New York City. He was the only one that provided to everybody restaurant stores.
佢系将呢啲嘅制成品送去唔同嘅地方。
And then he'll come home at 1 in the morning.
佢會係夜晚一點鐘就翻屋企。
Now, if I want to see my father, I had to go to the store.
如果我要見我嘅父親嘅話，我就要去佢嘅店鋪。
After school,
放咗學之後。
But every time I go to the store, he makes me work.
但每一次去到佢店鋪嘅時候，佢就要我去
做嘢。So you know, we're 好懶嘅，right? I'm not going to the store. I don't want to work.
咁所以牧師就話我係好懶嘅，所以我就唔會
去
個鋪頭
工作。So I understand totally how you never see your father.
所以牧師係好明白嗰啲嘅人點解成日見唔到佢哋嘅父母。
This is very typical.
呢個係好普遍嘅。
I want to ask, how much is enough?
究竟我就會問，要幾多先至足夠
咧？I want to tell you, my father's a millionaire. Before he died, he left an estate that's worth $7-8 million.
可能係牧師退休之前嗰段時候有七百萬嘅資產。
And lots of Chinese people are similar, but you know what? You traded all that, right? Your children's time for that.
究竟你係願唔願意去交換呢啲嘅嘢，同埋你仔女之間嘅關係呢？
I had a friend who was at the age of around 40 years old.
佢哋有一個人係大概40歲左右。
Multi-millionaire.
係一個係百萬富翁。
Very successful in the dot-com time. The dot-com.
Okay. 喺呢個嘅喺呢個嘅網址上面一個好成功嘅人。
I want to tell you, at the age of 40, he sold his business.
四十歲嘅時候，佢就賣咗佢嘅公司。
He said, "I don't need any more money."
我唔需要太多嘅錢啦。
What do I keep doing this for?
究竟我最需要做啲咩咧
？Let me do something that I really believe in.
我想做一啲我自己好相信做嘅事情。
So he became a youth pastor at the age.
所以佢成為一個青年嘅牧師。
Anyway, he was in San Francisco. He's serving there. The last I heard, he's still there.
喺三藩市佢做呢個青年牧師嘅工作。
Got lots of money. Lots of money. Doesn't need to make any more.
佢已經係賺夠足夠嘅錢啦。
He didn't have greed. That wasn't a stronghold.
呢個嘅貪心亦都係我哋嘅堅固嘅堡壘。
Next, lust.
Lust. 我哋嘅淫念，我哋嘅。
I want to tell you, lust is a passion, a desire that went wrong.
我哋嘅貪念就好似我哋嘅癖好，去走咗唔好嘅地方。
You know, there's so many things out there that we read about that we can't even believe 30 years ago.
我哋好多時喺30年前都唔能夠去相信一啲嘅事情。
I have to say, you know, I don't even understand this transgender anything.
我哋都好難去相信一啲所謂啲嘅變性嘅事情。
Once upon a time, this is like what?
究竟好多年前，究竟我哋都唔能夠去相信。
Now our country and our society is all these things that are so abnormal has become so normal。
好多時候，我哋國家或者我哋嘅社會裏面，將一啲嘅係唔普遍嘅事情，已經變為一個好普遍嘅事情。
And you know, some of the Christians are just embracing this stuff too。
好多時候，我哋係一啲相信耶穌基督嘅人都去願意去相信去同情。
These are strongholds in society in lives。
呢啲係喺社會上面一啲嘅。堅固嘅堡壘係即係呢個謊話。
That allows sin to just plague an individual.
係能夠係將呢啲嘅罪係喺我哋嘅生命上面去彰顯。
Depression.
我哋嘅沮喪。
I want to tell you, depression. I know it's real.
我哋講到呢個嘅係沮喪係去好真實
嘅。There was only two moments in my life, in my whole life, that I had even slightly thought maybe it's depression.
在牧師的生命當中，可能有兩次的情況，可能會有一個嘅抑鬱嘅情況。
But I remember a lot of friends. They tell me that one lady told me, "Man, it's like this dark cloud that comes, and when it comes, I know, and it sits on me for days."
很多時候，牧師係有朋友同牧師咁樣形容，好似係有一嚿嘅黑雲去籠罩喺我哋嘅生命嘅當中，好長嘅時間。
In our society, I mean, how many billions and billions of dollars every year spent on drugs to handle depression?
究竟我哋嘅社會係用咗幾多嘅億億萬萬去喺呢個嘅藥物上面呢
？I recognize it as real. I recognize it's something we need to handle. I recognize that people suffer from it, but it's a stronghold that God wants us to tear down.
我哋都知道呢一個情況係非常之真實，亦都喺好多人嘅生命當中係一個好堅固嘅營壘。
Grief is another stronghold.
我哋嘅傷心就一個好堅固嘅營壘。
Most of us have someone that we love very dearly die.
我哋可能我哋生命里面有一个系你自己好深爱嘅人去离开世界。
And grief can take you and just so powerful.
我哋嘅伤心系可能够影响到我哋嘅心性。
You know they have a level test and 1 to 50.
我哋好似有一个嘅测验去一到五十。
50 being the worst pain in people's lives.
譬如话去到五十就系一个最伤心嘅情况。
And the grief of a spouse who die is 50.
當你嘅配偶離開嘅時候，係一個五十嘅程度嘅傷痛。
Nevertheless, it is a stronghold that can grip you if you allow it to keep there.
呢個係一個好嘅、好堅固嘅營壘，可能會影響你嘅生命。
The last two, pride.
之後最後兩個，第一個係傲慢。
And laziness.
同埋我哋嘅懶惰。
These are strongholds that hold people.
呢個亦都係去影響我哋生命嘅營壘。
Every church I've been in, I've dealt with some men who don't work.
我哋好多时候喺唔同嘅教会都会见到有一啲嘅人系唔愿意去工作。
Not because they're unemployed, not because there's no job, just because they don't want to work.
唔系因为系冇工作请佢，或者佢哋去选择去即系佢哋选择去唔去工作。
I've seen it enough times.
我哋见过好多啲咁嘅情况。
I've seen the toll it puts on if they're married on the wife and the children.
亦都係影響緊佢哋嘅婚姻，影響佢哋嘅家庭仔女。
And it's a stronghold. It is something that just impacts their lives.
呢個嘅懶惰都係一個堅固嘅營壘，去影響我哋嘅生命。
How do you handle these things?
我哋點樣去控制佢咧
？What I want to share with you is the fight needed against them.
我哋要去講到我哋點樣去將呢啲嘅保衞，即係嘅堅固營壘去拆毀咧
？The scripture talks about it.
我哋點樣去做咧？
You know, the world says, do this, do this, do that.
我们的世界会跟我们说应该要怎样做，应该怎
样做。The Bible says something else.
但是圣经讲的是不同的。
And in the scripture we read, it says, we don't fight with the weapons of this world.
我们圣经讲到我们不是是凭着血气去征战的。
And as an old-fashioned pastor, let me tell you, the way to handle these things is the word of God.
我哋好多时候作为一个年长的牧师跟大家讲，要去处理这个事情是靠着神的话语。
Next slide, please.There is only one thing that in the Word of God is called a sword.
我哋喺圣经当中曾经讲过一点，就系我哋嘅剑。
It is His Word.
就系神嘅话语。
You know, we go to Ephesians 6, we talk about the armor of God. Everything is defensive except the Word of God.
我哋讲到以弗所书六章讲到神嘅堡垒。
I share with you one time, two times that I had a little bit of depression.
我哋曾經同係各位分享過，牧師曾經有少少嘅抑鬱嘅情況。
This time was probably when I was about 20, I'm going to say 23 years old.
嗰陣時候大概牧師23歲。
I don't know why I just started getting really depressed.
唔知點解喺嗰陣時候就係非常嘅抑鬱。
But even though I was only 23 years old, the Lord has already spoken to my heart His word very deeply.
雖然我只有23歲，但係神嘅話語已經係向我心裏面
說話。I remember sitting in my living room in Brooklyn, New York.
我哋曾經喺一個嘅 Brooklyn 呢個嘅客房裏面。
I picked up the Bible。
我攞起本聖經。
I just opened up to the Book of Psalms。
就係打開咗呢個嘅詩篇。
I began to read。
牧師開始佢閱讀。
I just kept reading。
係繼續嘅閱讀。
I want to tell you by halfway through that evening。
當係去到呢個嘅下午嘅一半嘅時候。
My depression completely lifted。
我嘅抑鬱嘅情況係慢慢嘅。
I can't even describe to you how. I have no idea what happened, but whatever it was, that darkness, that heaviness, it was gone and it never came back.
我真係唔知道究竟係當中發生咗啲咩事情，但係我心裡面嘅黑暗嘅地方慢慢就退去。
And I want to say for another 25 years, I never experienced anything like that again.
係之後過去嗰25年，我再冇。
Literally, the word of God chased that stronghold away and broke it down.
神的话语是将这些心里面的营垒去赶走。
I want to tell you, I entitled this Lies and Stronghold because strongholds are based on lies.
我们讲到今天的题目是讲到我们今天的宝贵营垒和谎言，其实营垒是和谎言是扯上关系的。
The enemy has told you lies.
我们的敌人向我们说我们的谎话。
He wants to tell you that these strongholds can't be broken.
他跟我们说这些宝贵城垒不能够拆毁。
He wants to tell you this is the way it is. Your life is always going to be this way.
这个就是我们生命永远都会是这样的
，not so.
并不是这样。
I remember speaking with a gal a couple years ago when I spoke at a conference.
当我同一个女士在一个会议上面倾谈的时候
，and she couldn't sleep.
她不能够成日睡得着。
She couldn't sleep at night.
她成日都似睡不够这样。
She used every medication known to man, Ambiens, you know, whatever, all those things. She couldn't sleep.
她在市面上很多的药她都吃过，但都无效。
She'll go into a half daze, but And it's been happening for years.
佢嘅係好多年都有咁樣嘅情況出現。
The psychologists, psychiatrists, they've tried to help her, but she just couldn't sleep.
好多心理學家都嘗試去幫助，但佢仍然都唔能夠瞓著。
It is a stronghold if ever there is a stronghold.
我哋睇到當中係一個好堅固嘅城壘喺入面。
And I tell you, I have no answer for it, but this is all I have.
我係完全冇任何嘅答案，但係呢個聖經就係呢個答案。
The weapons that we use are not of this world. We have to use the weapons of God.
我哋要用到我哋爭戰嘅係講到用到神嘅話語。
And I want to tell you, it isn't like because I'm a pastor, the only answer I have, read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. That's going to answer everything. It isn't because of that.
好多時候，我哋作為牧師都會同佢哋講：你去睇聖經啦，你去睇聖經啦。但情況亦都唔係咁樣。
But you see, even in the Christian circle today, we're trying to figure out another way to solve problems.
但当我哋喺教会嘅圈子里面，我哋尝试用好多唔同嘅方法去应付。
We got all kinds of formulas, all kinds of medication, all kinds of psychology to solve problems that the Word of God has clearly given to us.
我哋用好多嘅方法，用人嘅药物尝试去解决，但系解决方法系神嘅话语。
Let me tell you, if you are struggling with anything dealing with fear, depression, sadness, all these things, I want to give you one passage that will guarantee to solve you your problem.
如果大家係就喺以上所講嘅營裏裏面，大家係有掙扎嘅話，我想同大家講一點。
If you never read it, go to Psalm 91, 詩篇九十一章。
我哋係嘗試叫各位去睇詩篇九十一章。
You read that 10 times today.
去翻到屋企去讀十篇。
You read that every single day.
每日去讀一次。
I want to guarantee you that whatever struggles you have, God is going to lift it out.
當你係心裡面有好多唔同掙扎嘅時候，我可以向大家保證，讀完之後呢啲都會被除去。
In that psalm, God promised that if we seek Him, He'll be our stronghold. He'll be our fortress.
我哋好多时候讲到就系话，如果我哋愿意去寻求佢嘅时候，神就会成为我哋呢个坚固嘅堡垒。
During the toughest times of our lives, Barbara and myself,
当牧师师母喺佢哋人生最艰难嘅时候
，That psalm is literally a bright light.
呢个诗篇九十一篇就好似一个好光明嘅一样。
I want to tell you, you memorize the psalm. If you live out that psalm, you are going to experience freedom like you never experienced before.
如果大家去读呢篇嘅圣经，活用喺你嘅生命上面嘅时候，呢个光就会喺你嘅生命里面。
That's what God does.
呢个就系神所做嘅方法。
You have the possibility to be free.
你有呢个嘅可能性去自由嘅。
You do not ever have to be under depression. You do not ever have to be under grief. You do not have to be under fear.
你唔需要时时都活喺呢个嘅恐惧，喺呢个抑郁里面。
These are giants in your life, and God is greater than your giants.
你好似呢啲系心里面一啲嘅巨人，但系神系大过呢啲所有一切。
Again, the world gives you all kinds of ways to do it.
呢个世界会俾到过多好多唔同嘅方法去解决。
They don't work.
佢哋系唔能够去成就噶。
You know, people that are under addiction.
当我哋系被一啲嘅癖好去围绕嘅时候
，be alcoholic or drug addiction，
无论系喺呢个嘅毒瘾上面，或者喺酒嘅上面
，most of them deny it all the time. They don't even acknowledge it.
好多时候我哋都唔会去承认
，and that includes Christians，
包括咗我哋信耶稣嘅人。
And when you don't acknowledge something, you're never going to deal with something.
当我哋唔去承认嘅时候，我哋就唔会去解决。
But even when they acknowledge it, they say, "I'll handle it myself."
当我哋去承认嘅时候，我哋用我哋嘅方法去解决。
And you might be successful for a week, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. You can't succeed.
可能你会成功一日或者成个星期，但你
If you're under any kind of addiction, you need help.
如果你有呢啲咁嘅癖好嘅话，你系需要被帮助。
And so sometimes people go to these rehab centers.
好多时候会去到一啲去帮助人去戒毒嘅地方。
You know, it's real hard to go to them because first of all, there's a lot of shame involved. Anybody finds out, you know, you don't want that to happen.
可能去呢个地方嘅时候，大家都会感到非常之嘅羞愧。
And second of all, if you go to the rehab center, you gotta take a break from work, right? And work is like, where are you going? Well, you can't work. You gotta go there for a few weeks.
好多时候去呢啲嘅中心，你就唔能够去正常嘅工作。
But I want to tell you, even if you're willing to do all that, it's not going to work.
如果你係願意去做以上嘅事情，但我可以話俾你聽係唔能夠成就。
You can go to those rehab centers, and the percentage of success is very small. And those the relapsing is really possible, and all kinds of other side effects can happen.
我哋好多時候可以話俾你聽，去呢啲嘅戒毒中心其實係唔可能嘅。
So Ramon was a fellow that came to our church. Ramon.
呢個叫 Ramon 嘅人去嚟到我哋嘅教會。
He said, Pastor Dan.My wife is going to leave me.
牧师啊，我嘅太太要离开我。
She's going to take my daughter away too.
能够带埋我嘅女儿离开。
Say why, Ramon?
点解啊
？Well, I'm an addict.
我系一个系有系癖好嘅人。
I can't stop.
我唔能够停止自己。
I tried the rehabs, they don't help me.
我去呢个戒毒中心去曾经试过，但系唔能够成就。
I'm utterly desperate right now.
我系真系非常之嘅去紧急。
We pray with him, counsel him.And then we did something else.
我哋去祈祷去开解佢，之后我哋做咗其中一个事情。
We sent him to a rehab center.
我哋继续去呢个戒毒中心。
But not just any rehab center.
唔系一个好系平常嘅戒毒中心。
We sent him to Teen Challenge.
俾个叫做 Teen Challenge 嘅地方。
You know, Teen Challenge is a phenomenal ministry in this country.
呢个系一个好好嘅一个服侍嘅机构。
A few months later, you know, we sent him away. Can't get out. He went there. He contacted me.
佢去咗个中心几个月嘅时间，佢最后联络我。
I'm doing really, really well.
牧师，我系做得非常之好。
I'm in the process of killing and knocking that stronghold down.
我系喺个过程嘅当中，佢愿意去放下我嘅堡垒。
I'm going to stay here. In fact, they offered me a job here to be part of the counseling team.
我系愿意去留低喺嗰度做一个辅导嘅工作。
See, because not only do they use all the man's technique, they use God's weapon of war, the Word of God.
他那時候不是用是人的方法，而是用神的話語的方法去擊倒他們。
You know, in a day and age in our society where we are so sophisticated with all kinds of education and all kinds of medicine,
當我們現今的社會是充斥了很多的學問、很多的藥物的時候，
our folks, our people are worse than ever.
但我們的人是在一個不好的境地。
We are immoral, we are addicted, we have all kinds of stuff going on in our society.
我們不道德，也有很多不同的癖好。
You know why?Because those strongholds are still there, and they're stronger than ever then.
因为呢啲嘅营垒仍然喺我哋嘅生命嘅当中，而且更加嘅热烈。
And the Church of Jesus Christ, instead of tackling these strongholds, we are just agreeing with the world.
我哋好多时候作为神嘅教会，唔单止系唔去处理呢啲嘅营垒，反而去认同佢哋。
Instead of dealing with sin, instead of dealing with oppression, instead of dealing with all these problems, we just say, okay, we agree with you, world, you're right, we're wrong.
不单止我们不去处理这些罪，我们反而去认同他们。
How are we going to be free from those things?
我们怎样在这些事情上得到自由呢？
We just came back from Eastern Europe in the country of Ukraine and Latvia.
牧师和师母刚在东欧很多不同国家回来。
You want to talk about stronghold.
如果你讲到一些坚固的营垒，
In Latvia, the divorce rate is 80%.
在拉脫維亞那裡的離婚率是 80%。
Most children grow up without a father there.
很多時候很多的小朋友是沒有爸爸的情況之下成長。
80%.
80%。
These are strongholds that are so mighty.
這些是很堅固的營壘。
We had a chance to visit 9 families at the mission team.And we help them with wood, you know, with just helping them with their physical needs.
我哋嘅短宣队喺当地去访问咗九个嘅家庭。
8 of those families were not believers.
八个嘅家庭系未相信耶稣嘅。
You can see the devastating toll upon them.
我哋可以睇到当中嗰种破坏力。
One family was.
一个嘅家庭系。
What a difference!
但系个当中睇到好大嘅分别。
The father and mother were going to have a divorce.
爸爸妈妈系谂住要去离婚。
The father was going to abandon his 4 children.
他的爸爸是想去遺棄他四個的子女。
Then he gave his life to Jesus Christ.
然後他將他的生命交給耶穌。
All his addictions were ended.
他的所有癖好都沒了。
Alcoholism, whatever else he had.
無論是飲酒或者其他的癖好都沒
了。He committed back to his marriage and his children.
他願意是再一次的委身在他的子女或者
是他的婚姻上面。They're still very poor, but he worked so hard.
雖然他仍然是很貧窮，但他願意去努力工作。
Faithfully came to church.
能够是很有信心的去继续参加教会
的工作。And when we met them, we saw a family that was healed and delivered from the strongholds of the
world. 当我们见到他的时候，就见到这个家庭是从这些的堡垒当中去释放出来。
What are the strongholds of your life?
究竟你生命里面的一些坚固的营垒是什么呢？
I want you to know God can tear them down.
我们想各位知道神是有能力可以去拆毁他。
Would you pray?
我们祈祷。
Thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you for your power to free us.
感謝你賜俾我哋能夠得到自由嘅力量。
Whatever it may be，
究竟係無論發生咩事情。
Father， thank you for that grace。
我哋感謝你俾我哋呢個嘅恩典。
In Jesus' name，
我哋咁樣祈禱，奉主聖名祈求。
Amen。